Well, Joe, it's a new deal for you. You've not been here too long. Just how pleased are you to have committed your long-term future to Blackburn Rovers?
Over the moon to be joining such a big club for the next few years. Hopefully I can develop more as a player and to kick on, really.
Just tell us how quick it was when you came through the door here on a trial basis first that you realised that this could be the place for me.
My first day, really. The way I was treated by the staff, the players, so welcoming. And I knew then it's where I wanted to be.
Has your development taken you by surprise at all? Or did you think, once given the opportunity, I've got all the attributes to show people what I can do?
I think any player has to believe in themselves, so I knew I could do it. It was just about being given a chance. And like I said, the staff here have allowed me to do that, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, you took the chance firstly with the under-23s, didn't you? Just how good was it working with David Dunn and Damian Johnson when you first came to see exactly what you were all about and bring the best out of you, because you scored virtually every game, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great working with them. They put a lot of work in with the under-23s every day, and like I said, it couldn't have asked for more from them. Still do a lot of work with them now, so it just shows the effort they're willing to put in to young players to develop.
You turned out for them recently, didn't you? Was it quite nice to go back and see some of the boys that you're not working with every day at the moment?
Yeah, it's nice to get back and play with them. I'll play for anybody. I just want to play football, really, where it's the 23s first team. I just want to get minutes under my belt.
Yeah, you're the sort of lad that if you get 15 minutes of the first team coming back, you've not been well recently. So if you're getting 15, 20 minutes off the bench, the best thing possible is to go and get 90 somewhere else, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, it's good to play for them, like it has been all season, but it's good to sort of get them in it to stay fit and ready, so when I do get the chance to get in the first team, I feel sharp and ready to give everything I've got.
Some quite unbelievable competition right now, isn't there? Everyone seems to be in particularly good form, and it's about showing the gaffer every day in training now that you want to play.
Yeah, of course. I've just got to do my best, and even if that's not getting me in the team, but it's pushing the other strikers to do better, then for me, at the minute, that's enough. Just so the whole team can do well, get the results they need.
A lot of managers always say to me, you can't have enough strikers, and it is goals that are going to get Blackburn Rovers out of this division, and there's a good mix of a lot of different types of striker here, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got youth, we've got experience with Danny, who, like I said previously, is unbelievable to work with. The experience he's got, the knowledge he shares with everyone else is unbelievable, and I've really enjoyed working with him so far, and look forward to working with him in the future as well.
Yeah, I remember a few weeks ago when you were in that hot streak of scoring form that the goal scoring chart was really, really close. We're now in the middle of January and your captain and centre-half's the leading goal scorer. It shows this club is sharing them around a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, everyone's high in confidence. Charlie's chipping him in the goals as well. He's an unbelievable player for the club, and he's had an unbelievable career. It just shows how confident the whole team are, and it's not just strikers that are getting the goals. Everyone's chipping him, really.
I think you're the team in the UK with the longest unbeaten run right now in terms of league football. Does that show when you come into work all the time that everyone's confident and everyone's flying into training, taking shots, flying into tackles probably as well?
Yeah, the intensity is high in training every day. I think it's got to be. You can't just amble around training and then expect to turn it on a match day. You've got to be at it every single day. That's what we're doing, and it's showing performance at the weekend.
Just a final one on your contract. It's 3.5 years, but do you see it going on hopefully longer than that with Blackburn Rovers? Have you settled in that well that you'd be more than happy to stay very long term?
Yeah, I've settled in this club very well. I've enjoyed every minute of being in. I just hope to be as long as I can, really, and do the best I can for the club.